Blog Talk Radio.
So everybody put your hands together like this. That's it, we're gonna have a good old church. Can I hear the guitar? The guitar, please, come on. A little bass, please.
I am a big man.
He's my
hottest blog talk radio show is the Barbershop. Good evening, and my co-host is Pastor Jerome Pittman. I just want to thank you guys for coming out and spending a little time with us this evening. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to come hang out with us, and I thank you very much. Whew, I'm just so excited again today. That song really does something to my spirit, because he is our everything. No matter what we go through, he's always there for us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. And I'm just so thankful. I don't know about nobody else, but I just want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank. Don't do nothing else for me. I just want to say thank you. Because you didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you did. Man, I'm trying to tell you, like I said, that song just does something to my spirit. And I thank you again. Thank you guys for coming. Well, I hope y'all get excited like I do when you just think about the goodness of Jesus, all that he has done for me. I just want to say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Man, I'm trying to tell you, he's good to us. And we ought to just tell him thank you. Wherever you are listening from right now, wherever you are listening, just say thank you. If you're on the line, press 1. Call out the last 4 numbers. If you just want to say thank you, Jesus, that's fine with me. Say thank you, Jesus. If you're on social media, the number is 914-219-0903. And you feel like calling in is giving God the highest praise, is hallelujah. Or you just want to say thank you, Jesus. I just feel like somebody got a testimony today. I just feel like doing testimony. This tells the goodness what the Lord has done for you. If it just woke you up, started you on your way, man, I'm trying to tell you, that's a lot to be thankful for. Because right now someone is being pronounced dead. This is the last time they would get up and say thank you. If they didn't say thank you this morning when they got up. But the Lord gave us an opportunity to wake up this morning, to move around, to hear, to see, to move our limbs, to do everything. So I don't know about nobody else, but I am so thankful to. I'm thankful. I just feel like giving him the praise. This hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for the activities of our limbs. We thank you for breathing on us this morning. We just thank you for all the things you have done, because you didn't have to do it, but you've done it anyway. And we are grateful. We are thankful. We just said thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know someone going up and down a dangerous highway. Lord, just give them traveling mercy to and from. Someone is going through something right now, Lord, thinking about committing suicide. Lord, send your angels to touch their heart, to reach out to somebody that can talk to them. Lord, just come in and have your way, Holy Spirit. Come in and have your way. We will move out your way and let you have your way, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are so thankful. We are so blessed. I know I'm thankful. Lord, touch everybody up under the sound of my voice. Show yourself tonight, Holy Spirit. Come in and show yourself. Come in, show yourself, show your love and compassion. Someone is itching to hear a testimony today. Somebody has something on their mind today. They want to release something they are going through. But Lord, give us the strength to show that love and compassion like we always do. And give us the strength we can give some encouraging words to lift them up, to let them know they are loved by us. They are loved by you. Because love conquers all. Lord, we just want to say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woo, I don't know about y'all. Woo, I'm excited. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. 6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Again, this is our foundation. This is what we sit on. This scripture right here. Instruction. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. Seek in all thy ways, acknowledge him. Shall direct thy path. I have read Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Go and read it, study it. That's a powerful scripture right there. Again, I am your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, the host of the hottest block talk radio show, and my co-host is Pastor Jerome Pittman. Before I bring him on, I got to introduce him the proper way. To some, we know as Pastor Jay, to some of y'all call him Jerome. But, you know, I call him Pastor Jay. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm going to keep right on calling him Pastor Jay. Even though he's my best friend, my road dog, he's still my Pastor Jay. This is a man of God. He loves people. He loves to help people. He's a strong brother, a loving husband. He's a prayer warrior. He's a protector. He's a provider. I can go on and on and on. Coming now is one of Rocky Mount's strongest, finest men of God. Pastor Jerome Pittman.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening. How's everybody out there?
I'm good.
How's your day? You good?
I've been just chilling all day, messing with CJ. We've been just, coming up with some more designs for t-shirts. And post got to the show. I got excited. My wife got excited. And we just been ready for this show tonight. I just got a feeling somebody got some testimony this year. I don't know who, but it's just sitting in my I'm excited again tonight. I am so excited. Like I said, I asked the Holy Spirit to come in and have his way. You know, we just gonna let our hair down and have a good time, talk about everything and anything. But I'm happy. I'm happy and excited right now.
Well, good. Well, once again, I want to say congratulations to you and your new wife, Sister Jacqueline. Once again, congratulations to both of y'all for making that transition into holy matrimony. And I commend you both for taking it and just keep our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the head of your marriage, and you'll be all right.
Okay, you will.
Amen.
I'm just so excited. I know kind of a couple times earlier that my wife kept asking me if there was anything wrong. You know, I was just chilling, relaxing, and nothing was wrong. You know, I was just relaxing. And then, like I said, closer and closer got to the show. But I got more excited about it. And I just feel like now that you personally on my behalf, since I do this show, I feel more excited now after Monday, after I released what was on me, and just made my wrong, I made it right. I feel a difference now when I do this show. I feel excited. I get excited. Like I always say, if we can just let one person call, for me, it was successful. So even if it took my own soul, I still feel I done what I chose to do. I'm just excited. You know, we all know a lot of things going on out here in the world. But We still have to give praise. We still have to acknowledge Jesus. And, you know, and I just been thinking about him all day. And like I said, the closer I got to the show, I kept putting it out there, giving people the opportunity to come and join us. have a good time. But the more and more I keep focused on doing this and putting him first and thanking him before I get on the show, I just get a sense of excitement. And that song that says, God is my everything, if you really listen to that song, it will touch your spirit, especially when you're going through. It will touch you because it's the truth. He is our everything. No matter what we're going through, he's our healer, he's our deliverer, you know, he's our lawyer, he's our teacher. I mean, he's everything. Anything and everything you need is in him. And I'm just so excited. Like I said, I just feel like somebody wants to tell a testimony. I don't know who it is. Again, anyone on social media, the number is 914-219-0903. Just press 1. We'll call out the NAS for a number. And if whatever that's on your heart for you to say, say it. Don't be afraid. You won't be judged up here at all. We don't judge no one because we know we all have made mistakes. No one is perfect. But it takes a real person to come out and say what's on their mind, say they're going to. Let folks know they made mistakes and they turned it around and made it right. So like I said, after Monday, I felt good and I did good. It was just like more weight in the cell. And I just got excited. I'm excited again in mind. All I can say right now is thank you, Jesus. I can just say thank you, Jesus, all night long through the whole show. That's all I can say. I will say it all through the whole show. Thank you, Jesus. Because I'm thankful. I'm really thankful for waking up this morning. You know, again, all these things, all this stuff that's going on out here in this world, and we still have the opportunity to wake up, see our family, go to work, you know, just up and walk around, have breakfast, drink a cup of coffee, go sit on your porch, or just walk the neighborhood, exercise. We should be thanking the Lord for all that we can do for what we've done today so far. Because like I said, somebody today ended where they won't be able to wake up tomorrow and do the things they've done today. And I just thank him for giving me the opportunity to do it again, to get it right, to seek his face, to move forward. Don't let my past dictate my present or my future. So that he gave me an opportunity to see another. If anybody has been thinking this fresh one, we'll call out the last four numbers. Anyone on social media, if you have anything you want to say, the number is 914-219-0903. Again, the number is 914-219-0903. Like I said, if you just want to say, hey, how you doing, that's fine. If you want to say thank you, Jesus, that's fine too, because I say thank you, Jesus, real long with you. I don't know, like I said, I'm excited. If y'all don't know by now, there's excitement that's running through my spirit, through on me right now. I am so excited. I am excited for what the Lord is going to do for me, my wife, my child, business. Man, it's just been a blessing. I'm trying to tell you. Ever since I released that, we have been getting closer and closer together, running our business together, got each other, and it's just a blessing. So I encourage you guys to just taste it. Just have an intimate relationship with him. Just tell him thank you, Jesus. But like I said, none of us are perfect. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But we got an opportunity to make it work. So I encourage you. Make it right. make it right. You have the same fire and excitement I have. You might get a little expensive if you know what you're gonna bend to. And you just release everything and give everything back to him. Give it back to Jesus. Watch the work. I'm trying to tell you, there ain't nothing like it. I'm just excited all. Somebody kick close, because I'm just excited. I mean, y'all just don't know how I am. I ain't. I'm just, it's a blessing when you can be excited for the Lord. Be excited for getting another opportunity to be the Christ. To be excited to be in love, to be married. All those things he gave us the opportunity to do, to have. There's nothing wrong with telling him things. Like I said, you don't never know when our day, you know, our number's going to be called. And I just, Pastor Jay, you got anything to say, bro? Pastor, I'm just excited, bro. You just don't know. I'm coming to see y'all this weekend. I'm excited about it. You know, hey, it's going to be the rest of my week is going to be fun and exciting. And I'm just looking forward to tonight. I'm excited about being on this show. I just feel like the Holy Spirit going to come in and have his way. Boy, y'all need to tell him thank you. Somebody needs to tell them thank you. Somebody got a testimony. Somebody said thank you. Because I'm trying to tell you, it's a good feeling when you tell them thank you. It's a good feeling. Whew. Have mercy on you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. I don't know about y'all, but well, I'm just excited. I'm like them old folks there. I'm just sick of the bill. I'm just sick of but the whole vibe is, like I said, after that testimony and money, it's just been a different me. It's just been different. I wish my wife would press one. She had to let her come on here and talk a little bit. We're going to go into a song. Let the power fall. Let this song minister to your soul. Your spirit. Just sit and listen. Just enjoy. Let the power fall.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my that you have won again. Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the down and wrong.
Hallelujah.
Oh yeah, you're still mighty. That you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, through the dark road. Every time they talk.
talked about me. Every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. You're still mighty and strong. So this is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle. Fight some battles in here. This is what I need you to do, Lord. I can't do it by myself. Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, yes. I need you to do it. Fight this battle. You need your fight this battle. So I can tell. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many times. I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, my husband could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated.
You won.
Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you did it for me, you brought me out, you made a way.
Yes, he did.
Ooh, God knew. I give you glory. I bless your name.
Let me give him praise.
Because you're wise. Because you're faithful. Somebody ought to give him glory.
Glory.
Anybody know he's a winner?
Yeah.
Anybody know he's a winner?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thine of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God of glory. God, we need you to revive us. I'm going to do it again, Aaron. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Yeah. Revive us.
We need you to revive us.
And see you have won. You did it again. Over and over. Time after time. I couldn't see my way out with you. Yeah. He's Jesus. All by himself, y'all. I'm getting excited thinking about your goodness. How you keep on making a way for me again. Thank you, Jake.
Come on, family, give the Cody Cortez a hand.
That was Mr. Powell. Wow. Blessings to my soul. Again, this is your boy Deacon Chauncey Olin. You are on the hottest blog talk radio show, is the Barbershop. I am your host. My co-host is Pastor Carl Pittman. And again, we thank you guys for coming out, hanging out with us on the Wednesday evening. We thank you from the bottom of my heart to the one that's on social media. If you have anything you would like to say, the number is 914-219-0903. Again, the number is 914-219-0903. Press 1. We'll call out the last four numbers and say your name, where you're calling from, and just say what's in your heart, your mind, whatever you feel like saying. You know, again, we encourage people to come hang out with us because, you know, this is a platform where you can come and release stuff. And you have people that's genuine and humble and loving, and we listen. You know, like I said before, we don't judge no one. We show love and compassion, and we listen. And we tell you the truth, nothing but the truth. And, you know, just come and join. You know, just let the hair down. Again, I am your boy, Deacon Chauncey Olin, the co-host of Pastor Jerome Pittman. We know there's a lot of things going on out here. You got the pandemic, you got the protests, and you got all this racist stuff that's going on. You know, all this wickedness. But, you know, we still thank you. We still should be thankful and grateful that the Lord woke us up this morning. You know, I'm just thankful that, you know, and I just pray that I know the things are going to get better. But, you know, we still have to be on our P's and Q's. Because it seems like now that everything is coming out. We're starting to see people for who they are. They're not hiding behind the mask no more. They're not sending their representatives no more. They being who they are. And it's out there now. It's coming out. Every time you turn around, somebody got beat up by the police. And it's sad. It, you know, I don't call him by his name. I call him, like, you know, number 45. 45 going to be gone soon. But, you know, I still pray for him that, you know, the Lord was such a part in his man. Sometimes you just got to realize that this is real. You know, people are hurting out here. Things are just crazy. But we got to realize that God made some mistakes. It's a purpose and a plan for all of this. If you have that spiritual eye and you pay attention to what the Holy Spirit says, and you are being, you got to pay attention to this. You know, like they used to tell us, don't fall for the okey-doke. You know, it's the same thing in the churches. And you got to pay attention. You know, because the other day, I think me and Jackie was talking, and me and her was talking like, where are all these big time pastors and bishops? And we didn't see none of them. And then me and her was talking the other day, where's Oprah and Gail? And all of a sudden Gail popped out of the blue. I mean, but y'all had a lot to say about other people, but when this come out, the things going, you don't have nothing to say. But, you know, it's time for people to express how they feel. You know, it's sad. I'm not going to say I'm angry, but it's sad. But then again, I still look at it, the Lord is your battle. It's his battle. He's showing us everything before our very eyes. If you see him with your spiritual eyes, you know, people coming together. And it's still a nice thing to see people coming together with that love for each other. You know, because it's been well overdue. But, you know, a tragic thing had to happen in order to get our attention. You know, it's just like when you see the loved one, your family raising all kinds of hell, don't love each other no more, you know, don't get along with each other, you know. The devil will love on them to bring a family together. If you realize, hey, we got to get it right. We can't keep playing. You know, just like we used to talk about what the thing is. They don't talk about in church. It's one of the things they don't talk about in church. You know, it's sad. You know, this, you know, this is what we're raising our youngest kids to. They're starting to see what their great, great, great ancestors and great, great grandmama and all them went through. You know, they get to see it for themselves. You know, I looked at one article on CNN. This commentator said his daughter came to him and was talking about it. Yeah, we have to talk to our kids about it. We have to. We got to tell them, and we can't sugarcoat nothing more for this rat. It's right on TV where they can see. Every single day is on TV. Excuse me, but we have to talk to our kids about this. We have to educate them on life or the things that go on. You know, there's some good cops around. Believe me, there's some good ones around. There's a lot of good people. But the enemy is doing what he's doing. He's trying to destroy us. Doing everything he's trying to do because he knows he's not going. He ain't his destination. He's trying to take a lot of us with him, but the devil is black. You know, we have to love on each other. We have to encourage each other. Especially if we call ourselves Christians and we say we love Jesus and don't love the brother or the sister that we do see, we got to check on them. We have to. Because we all need each other right about now. We need that love and support, that comfort, that uplifting, because we never know what someone is going through. And it's just amazing. But, you know, like I said, the Lord's still in control. He's still sitting on the throne, sitting down watching, and making things move. But, like I said, he's giving us the opportunity to get it right. And I'm trying to tell y'all, if you're doing wrong, make it right. I'm trying to tell you, I'm speaking from experience. If you make it right in his eyes and hold yourself accountable to it, then you'll feel some weight fall off. You feel excited. You'll be happy. And, you know, and that's the way I feel right now. Even though with all this trauma, all this stuff going on in the earth, I'm still happy. I'm still happy and excited. Because, like I said, we don't know when our day comes. We don't know when our number's going to be called. You know, and we just gotta keep pushing. Gotta keep seeking his face. Gotta hold on to his hands. Gotta hold on. Gotta lean on him. You know, just like that song says, God is my everything. He's everything we need. Gotta go to him. You gotta share him. You can't keep all of it to yourself. Share it with everybody. You know, again, I'm just speaking for me. It's nice to see the protest. You know, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Something got to change. And we got we put Christ back where he's supposed to be. Watch what he's doing. Which means you got to get yourself lined up and right with him. Believe me, I know. I done it myself. And I made my wrong, I made it right. So to all the one that's listening on social media, number is 914-219-0903. 914-219-0903. This press one. We'll call out the last four numbers. You know, I could do a lot of talking. But we like to interact. You know, don't be shy, don't be bashful. You know, I know somebody got something on their mind they can talk about. But you know what? Hey, if you dare to say something, you say it. Not say, I understand. But just know, if you're going through something, we come to the right place because we will listen. We won't judge. We'll love. We'll tell you that we love. And we will tell you the truth. We don't bite our tongue. We don't sugarcoat anything. So, one that's on already called in, press one. I call out the ask for a number. You know, it's just amazing that we have the opportunity to get it. like I said earlier, someone is their last day was today, not knowing that whatever they didn't make right, they didn't make it. So I encourage you guys, sisters, brothers, you know, to make it right. Don't be afraid to go in your closet or in your room, in your car. Talk to me. Just talk to me. He'll listen. He will listen. And he will give you the correct answer that you need. That's an intimate relationship with him. He loves you. He shows you he loves you. And no matter what, he will always be. And he always also be like a parent. He will punish you and spank you. You don't want him to do this. And you can go to the head for what? Don't be disturbing the heart head like you used to do when you were young. It's not clear to you. I know I can say that. I've done it. But I made it right. So if I can go and make it right, you can go. I encourage you guys to let your hair down. Do your shit. Don't be no representative. Don't hide behind that mask. Because eventually, that mask can fall off. You know, I was saying last week to all the brothers, you know, take a look in the mirror. Do an inventory on yourself. You can admit that you've done some things wrong, and you hold yourself accountable for it, and you ask the Lord for forgiveness, and then you forgive yourself for what you've done. That is a feeling. I can sit here and tell you how it feels, but you have to feel it for yourself. You know, it's just like I said, hey, you ever caught the have the Holy Spirit ever? I can tell you how I feel, but you can feel it for yourself. The only thing you gotta do is just cry. All that baggage, all that stuff you got built up inside, let it go. Release it. Get it off the chest. It's okay to cry. I'm talking to my brother. It's okay to cry. Don't make you weak because you cry. It makes you stronger. It takes a strong man to admit when they were wrong. It takes a strong man to hold himself accountable for the evil of someone. You gotta feel yourself. It's okay. You know, it's probably for me and listening right now. I don't know which way to turn to, but it's okay. You can go get in your closet. You can go in the bathroom. You can go sit in your car. You can go out in your man cave in the backyard, in the house, in the basement, upstairs, in the attic. You can go anywhere you want to have an intimate conversation. And just pull your heart out. For your heart. See, it feels good. And you know you were wrong. You did what you wanted to do. But then when you realize trying to really let go and let up. So I encourage you guys to have an intimate relationship with you. Don't be scared. Tonight we were trying something different. We even invited women to come hang out with us. You know, like we always do, we challenge the brothers to come hang out with us. And I know they probably listening on Facebook or any social media. But we really want talk. You know, because I know a lot of you guys, somebody got something on their mind, too, on their heart, or whatever.
you know, with all this stuff going on. And, you know, like last week, you gave them opportunity to express yourself, how you feel about things that's going on. And sometimes you need to sit down and talk about these things and think and believe instead of letting things build up inside. Because you feel to let, say, all that frustration and anger build up inside, then when somebody says something to you, you just find it. And we don't want nobody to do that. You know, we encourage you to come hang out with us. You know, like I said before, you can go to the real barbershop, the real salon, and y'all can tell your, entire business there. But, hey, it is what it is. But if you go there and tell your business, how many people in there really care about what's going on? How many people in there love you for who you are? How many of those sit there and give you advice or hold you accountable for the things that you are doing or what you say? Just think about it. Because I tell you, we, like I said, we don't judge no one here. We're going to tell you the truth. Right is right, wrong is wrong. We're going to show love and compassion. And we're going to encourage you. We're going to lift you up. We're going to pray for you. But, you know, like I'm just going to keep going. I have to do what's right. I'm going to put a point there. I release that from myself and start worrying if anybody comes. You know, I look at it, you know, just like a preacher. Ain't nobody in the church, in the pulpit, ain't nobody in the pew. People still don't have to preach. Preach to his family. I preach to myself. I preach to my family. You know, that's part of being a minister. Everything is not going to go right. Everybody's not going to listen. Everybody's not going to go with it. All I can do is pray. Because, like I said, we never know what someone is going through. And that's why we encourage people to come hang out with us. Talk about what's going on. Talk about everyday issues. Talk about what's going on. Talk about how you're dating, how you feel, you're going through some problems in your relationship. Maybe you're seeking Christ and don't know which way to turn to. Or you're on back to you. And you know, you, and people criticize you because you did some business. We all make mistakes. Can't worry about what nobody said. You might have got caught. They didn't get caught by a man, but the Lord said, "Man, look, you regret the look." So, like I said, what's done in the dark gonna come to the light. Eventually, it'll come out. But, you know, I encourage you, if you're going through, talk to somebody, get some trust. That you know, whatever you're gonna pour out your heart, make sure it's gonna stay up there. Not them going to tell everybody. By the time they get back to you, they done twisted your whole story around. Just like the news. Yeah. And he's Jesus. So somebody in the church right now don't even belong, need to be there. Don't let them tempt you of your guilt. Don't let them tempt you, period, for the money. Things that the church don't talk about. They don't talk about this stuff that's going on in the streets right now. Some do, some don't. But like I said once before, whispering in your ear while digging in your pocket. That's what some of them fake pastors and prophets and teachers doing, whispering in your ear while digging in your pocket. so we have to be careful of everything we do. Because like Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and keep the direct thy path. What you got? You have no ifs, ands, or buts. You have to. You got to trust him. You got to believe. When he gives it to him, leave it there. Move out the way. When you get to that point of being sick and tired of being sick and tired, get out the way. Stop being that crash dummy. Keep running to that brick wall, then you start all over again. You hit that brick wall. That wall ain't moving. Don't think you're going to tan your body down. About to lose your man, about to lose your family, all because something that you can change. Stop being stubborn, selfish. I did. I wanted to do what I wanted to do, when I wanted to do it, how I wanted to do it. Like I said, fast, look in the mirror and tell me, do you like that person you're looking at? There's some things we do, we put our self in those circumstances. Stop trying to blame everybody else. I say some things that you can control, some things you can't. Just like that song said, let go and let God. Again, I encourage you guys, you know, to really look at yourself. There's nothing wrong with taking inventory on yourself. That is going to do right and feel right. In your mind, do I want to keep going through this? Do I want to keep doing this? Or do I want to be happy? Or do I want to feel the right way? Pastor Jay says, God can bless you, bless those socks off while you still got those shoes on. Me and my wife were talking about that the other day. That's the kind of blessing I want to keep. I got my shoes and socks on. He still blow my socks off my feet with my shoes on. We have to get it right, people. We don't know when that number's going to be called. We don't know. Still got an opportunity to get it right. Make it right. If you got something on your mind right now, don't put it off tonight and wait till tomorrow. So tomorrow might be too late. I encourage everyone to value the inventory yourself. If you're going through something right now and don't have nobody to turn to, you can look me up on Facebook. I'll listen. I'm going to tell you now, we ain't going to have no pity party all night long, though. But I listen. I don't have no problem with it. Because I know when I was going through, I had people that this didn't beat me across the head with strips, didn't do this. They were just genuine being friends. I just said, we don't read this. I can't do in heaven and hell. Dude, I don't have the right to do that. I don't have the authority. I just encourage you guys, ladies, do a full inventory of yourself. Look in the mirror and ask yourself, do I like what I see? Do just look in the mirror and ask yourself, do I like what I, is it worth me keep doing this and hurting myself and my family? Because I'm being stubborn, selfish, prideful, ego don't got in the way. Thinking it's all about you when it's not. Even the reason. Like I said, these things that they don't talk about in church. Sometimes in church, you have to teach people. Don't keep preaching to them, man. Teach them, show them. Stop sitting in their ear. Because you want that money in their pocket. Then you get mad when something don't do right and you don't get mad. I don't understand that, but that's another topic. We're talking about, we might go back to it, talking about what the church don't talk about. That's going to be interesting. We have some good shows on about what the church don't talk about. You can hear the church mouth in there moving around. But the things we were talking about, get real quiet up in there. Hope so that one finger up like that, the Baptist church, I gotta go to the restroom. They're talking about me. It is what it is. It's real. You know, you gotta be careful where you sit there. You gotta be careful where you touch your feet. Gotta be careful that you let lay hands on you and pray over you. That's why I wish tonight, but we would have had it lit up in here with a bunch of men and women. We could have got down right to the nitty gritty tonight. But if that day comes, we're going to have men and women up here talking about relationships, getting everybody's opinion and how they feel about certain things that we do, and men can say what we upset about what women do. It's coming. But until then, we're going to keep right on talking about it. So the church don't talk about it, we're going to talk about that too. Right is right, wrong is wrong. So I encourage you guys to have a relationship with Jesus, an intimate relationship, not just a regular relationship, have an intimate relationship with him. I'm building mine back up. I'm building mine back up. So when I was doing what I wanted to do, I won't hear him from you. Like I said, after this past Monday, me and my wife told out to test him, and it's been something. And to the ones that's out there on social media that's married, I encourage the men pray out loud with those things. Pray out loud with a sincere praying with a sincere heart. Pray with us. Out loud. Hold hands. That's all you got to do. Just hold a hand and pray out loud. Cry out to the Lord. Tell him how you feel. Pray for your family, your kids. Pray for everybody that's laid on your heart. There's a lot of stuff going out here. Folks don't care about taking anybody's life no more. It's a game. Me being a grown man, you can like, whoa. It's rough out there. But I'm always telling you Jesus, thank you. I'm always telling you thank you. I always anoint myself and my family. before we be out to go out the door, before we go to bed and I'm praying with him, we gotta anoint my family. So it feels so good to pray for my family. That's it, fellas. If you're not doing it with your wife and your kids, you go. All you want is to got one thing and what you love, make them an honest woman. Do the right thing, make them the honest woman. Brother, we gotta do better. Do myself. Nothing wrong with bettering yourself. Not saying that you're a bad person, but you're better than yourself. You be a good person still. Got to do a little bit more. But get a little better at what you know how to do. Take it to the next level. Always room to grow. Always a room to grow. Don't stop learning. Don't stop reading. So they think we know we don't like to read. That's why they put things in books. And some of us don't like to read. You know, watch documentaries, watch movies and stuff that's going on. And so this stuff out here in the streets now is real. It's real. We seen it for ourselves. We see more people with video, with their phones out, video and stuff, man. It's helping save people lives too. Help punish the ones who were wrong. We got to come together in a form. Go for the churches too. Stop playing the church. If you're in it for the money, get out of it. Leave it alone. Let them folks stop holding them folks hostage. But still, you got to talk to the people there. If that ain't where you're supposed to be, you know you ain't growing. You've been faithfully doing this, and you feel like, hey. Put that finger up like they do in the Baptist church and walk out and go to Jesus and ask him what you want to do. He can say, he'll tell you where to go. He'll put you in the right place where your gift works. Stop sitting on your hands. Put your hands with them up under your butt. Go somewhere where you can do. Go somewhere where you can be there for something to encourage and help somebody. Time out. We gotta take this seriously. We gotta take this for real. This is no video game. This is real. If I'm not mistaken, I was looking at TV this past weekend. They had 92 shootings in Chicago. Out of those 92 shootings, 27 was murdered. That's in one weekend. That's a lot. 92 shooters in one weekend, and out of 92 shootings, 27 people were murdered. Like I always do, I call out the brothers on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I went to school with, had no problem. I called him out. We got to take our rightful place. We got to link together. We got to help these little young boys out here now. We got to help. We're going to get caught up in some games and in the streets. So, like I tell them, bullets don't have no name on it. And the streets don't care. The streets do not care. You don't want to be in the same cell with Big Bubba and Big Kurt. You got to get yourself together. You don't want to be in some cell with that dude in the same cell as a serial killer or a murderer. A lot of that stuff is going on in there. You don't want to go there. And I encourage people to go and vote. Please, vote, vote. I just encourage everyone to just think about yourself, your family. What can I do to make you, become a better person? First, you got to go to Jesus and ask for forgiveness. And you got to forgive yourself. Go build that relationship back with him. If you don't have one, never had one, those, his arms are open. His arms are open. So I encourage you guys to do an inventory. Again, look at that person in the mirror and ask yourself a couple of things. Are you in the right place? And do I like that person? Do I see in the middle? I had to turn my wrong people around. Because it just wasn't sitting right in me. And I think the Lord took a strong support from my leader, my pastor, and first lady. You know, when you got people in your corner for the tender heart that loves you, and you know they love you, nothing wrong with this. Listen to the advice, but at the end of the day, it's still your decision. If you don't want to make that decision, you be like I said, look in the mirror. Was it worth you making that wrong? So when you make one bad decision, it don't just affect you. It affects everybody around. So if you got to do that. Like I said, ask the Lord what you ask the Lord where do you need to go accept you. Ask the Lord, where do you need to go to fellowship? Let the Lord know you want to grow. You want more. You want more. You hungry. Like I said, closed mouth don't get fed and closed mouth don't get heard. But again, like I said, I encourage you guys to take that first step. And ask the Lord to forgive you. Forgive yourself. And work on being a better person. Because we all can strive to do better. You can have a good heart right now, but there ain't nothing wrong with getting stronger. Putting more stuff in that brain, learning more. Nothing wrong with becoming a better, but more, getting more, educate yourself, learn more,
stay in the word but believe me, you can read a scripture today and go back and read tomorrow. You're going to find something that you missed the day before. So, I just encourage you guys to really think about how blessed we are. Because like I said earlier, somebody didn't make it. Is being pronounced dead right now as we speak. But we are here breathing. We're still here. It's a family done lost a loved one as we speak. A lot of people going through. We can't be selfish. That's why I encourage the guy to have an intimate relationship with Jesus. Believe me, you can't go wrong with having an intimate relationship with him. Don't get me wrong, I love my wife, but I love myself and Jesus. And I'm striving to become a better husband, a better man of God, a better friend, a better father, a better church. Because he's giving me that opportunity to do it. I'm going to take the advantage of becoming a better person, a father, man of God, a husband, all those things I just see. Nothing wrong with bettering yourself. He's giving us the opportunity to do it. We get the opportunity to share what he had done in our life for other people, what we call that testimony. I encourage you guys to tell your testimony. Because everybody got a story to tell. So again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys for coming out and hanging out with us today. You know, I hope what I said to ones that's listening, even on social media, Facebook, Twitter, all those social media accounts that I have that get this. I hope something I said touch your heart, your mind. You know, because a lot of the things I went through, a lot of this stuff, I'm speaking from experience. Some of the stuff is just a part of my testimony. Me and my wife, we designed t-shirts and we made a t-shirt. We designed a t-shirt with a book on it saying, "You don't know my story." And everybody have a story to tell. And I like wearing that shirt because you don't know my story. I don't have no problem telling my testimony or my story. But like I said, I never know when someone who's going through something. We don't know. That's why we encourage folks to tell their testimony. We never know who's going through. So again, yes, we do design t-shirts. You can see us on Facebook. It's CNJT. We got some pictures of some of the shirts that we already have made. We're in the process of designing some more. If you want to design logos for your business, you have birthday parties or weddings, my wife and Pastor Say First Lady are event planners. My wife is a chef. So the Lord is geared to do something big. So check us out. Pastor Jay, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, tell them a little First Lady's name of her business, and also give them your information for each other, and also about the church.
Well, it's the First Lady, name of her event planning business is Elite Plannings, and it's on Facebook. You just put in Elite Plannings and like the page. The name of my business is Professional Auto Cleaning and Restoration Service. Been in business for 22 years, working on my 23rd year. Over 35 years of experience. So just give me a call. Look me up if you need anything detailed. We also pressure wash as well. Or you can find us on our church page, which is First Coming Ordinance of Divine Faith Ministry. But it's the ministry page, and the church page is First Tabernacle Covenant of Divine Faith Ministries. Or you can check us out on our group called Let's Talk About It. And you can tune in Sunday night at 7 o'clock, and you can hear us, myself, Sister Risa King, and Brother Chauncey. We have a good time and a high time in the Lord. That's 7 o'clock on Sunday nights. So just tune in.
Yes, and you can you can go on my wife's page, Jacqueline Odom. She has her stuff about her event planning. She's doing a lot of stuff. We go to TLC, so if you need that Epoch Universe or PNRT, you can look us up on Facebook or there. I'm also doing detailing, and once this pandemic ends, we will be starting our travel business back up. So I just encourage you guys that's out there listening, let's support our black-owned business. So a lot of these people work hard and to get where they at. And let's just show them some love. So, and, you know, we got support and stuff. You know, and I'm going to be honest with you, don't always go out with your hands out trying to get over. That ain't what, you know, that's when a person don't put so many years in their business. If they feel like pressing you or giving you something, that's fine. But don't always go out expecting to get something for nothing. And like I said, if they want to bless you, let them bless. You know, that's what it's all about. You know, we say we love each other, and we say we got to help each other. We have to. So I just encourage you guys, you know, just look like Pastor Jay said. Look us up on Facebook. Everything that we just told you, what we working with and what we have, look us up on Facebook. We encourage you guys to come to all three shows, Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday. We have a good time on all three shows. But we listen. We love you. We encourage you. And there's one thing about it. We do tell you the truth. That's like Pastor Jay's motto. If I love you, I can tell you the truth. And believe me, if he say he love you, he's going to tell you the truth. I'm speaking from experience. I know from experience. So again, I just encourage you guys to really take an honest look in the mirror and ask yourself, are you in the right place? Do I like what I see in the mirror? How can I do better? What do I need to become better? Like I said, there's nothing wrong with doing inventory of yourself. Subscribe to do that. And again, to all the men out there, pray for your family out loud. Get your family together before you go to bed at night. Pray out loud. You got your oil anointing before you go to bed. Anointing before y'all go to work in the morning. Because believe me, when your wife see you praying
and hear you praying out loud, that means a lot to them. Because I didn't realize what my wife said the other night, it makes her feel good to hear me pray out loud. And I've been doing it ever since. It feels good to pray for my family. So again, I encourage you guys to enjoy life, stay safe, you know, trust in Proverbs 3:5-6 instructions. Have that intimate relationship with Jesus. When you're going through, just call on Jesus. You know, someone is going through right now, he got his arms open and ready and waiting. So I encourage you guys to have an intimate relationship with him. It's not too late. Don't let it, you know, you don't know when our time is going to be called. So if you got the opportunity tonight or right now while we talking, have that intimate relationship with him and ask for forgiveness, go ahead and do it now. What you can do today, do it. Don't wait till tomorrow. You might not do it. Don't wish nothing bad on no one, but hey, the Lord says it's time to go, then it's your time to go. So I encourage you guys, show that love, that compassion love to one another. Just show some love. Call your friends and tell them this love. You ain't got to care on your face. Hey, I just call to say that I love you. You tell somebody that you love them, it goes a long way. Like I said, we never know where that person's going to. And that out of the blue, you just call them, tell them you love them. Yeah, just that spirit, and they be like, oh man, thank you. Then that's when they might be going to tell you what's going on, because you took the time out. No skills to tell them that you love them. You can text, you can email, you can hit them up on message on Facebook, anything, you know, hey, that person comes across your heart, check them. You know, encourage you to, you know, let somebody know that you love them. That's the key. So somebody might not have nobody that he loves or know that they love them. And that's why I say all the time, I let them know that I love them. Because I do. I tell anybody, one, you can stop me from doing anything and everything else. But one thing you cannot stop me from doing. No. So that we can still, again, from the bottom of my heart, from the hottest spot, talk radio show, the Barbershop, I'm your host, Deacon Terrence Bogan, my co-host, Pastor Sean Fitton. We like to tell you guys, we love you, we appreciate you guys, and thank you for your love and support. If you ever want to talk, we here. Monday night, or you can just hit up on that. You know, that's what we're here for. We're here to listen. We're here to hear. We're not here to judge you, throw rocks at you, beat you across the head. But we will tell you the truth. That's because we love you. So I encourage you guys to have a nice rest of the week. And again, y'all have a good night. Hey, this is your boy, Deacon Santa Owen, for the hottest spot talk radio show. Your host, is Pastor Jerome Whitney. I love y'all. Y'all stay safe. We're going to go out with Fill Me Up. Y'all enjoy yourself. Good night. And so, you know,
good night.
Before he arises in us, we have to empty ourselves of those things that are not like him, the things that don't sound like him, that don't look like him. And so can this just be our prayer? We can say, Lord, fill me up. That's what this next song says. It says, if you provide the fire, God, I'll provide the sacrifice, because I want to be more like you. If you provide the fire, then I'll provide the sacrifice. And if you pour out your spirit, up inside, fill me up, God. Oh, fill me up, God. Sing, fill me up, God. can fill me.